We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Friday, February the 5th, 2016. We pray that you are having a really, really awesome day. And today is my day off, so we're going to be excited about that and preparing for everything we have coming up this weekend. Do want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God if you do not have a church home. Look, if you have a church where you are being fed, we want you to stay there. We want you to serve there. We want you to grow there. We are looking to grow the kingdom. And so if you have a church home, we bless you. We pray that you are God's greatest blessing to that pastor and that church. And so, we commend you. If you do not have a church home, we would like to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. I was conversing with a pastor a little over a week ago, and he doesn't pastor in this area, but he knows a lot of people in the area, and he was talking about people who used to be actively involved in church and are not attending anywhere, and how grieved he was over that. So if you are listening today and you're anywhere in the Central Brevard County area, we would love to have you come and join us at Merritt Assembly of God. We have the Butler family that is going to be joining us this weekend, and they're going to be taking our children and youth ministry to what we believe will be unprecedented heights for our church. You see, we've had some good things that have happened in the past, and we relish those things. We treasure them, but we believe that God is able to do even more. So we are forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on towards those things that are ahead, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of us. And so as we've been talking about creating a culture of service, that's really what we are discussing, is Jesus took hold of us for a reason, and we need to reach out, take hold of that, and we need to serve with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So we do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804. If you need any block work or concrete work done, they have been in Brevard County for a long, long time, and have worked in all sorts of different areas. And so we are very thankful for them. We can testify that they do good quality work. You will be very pleased with the work that they do. They did a project for us last year, and I happened to be away for my parents' wedding anniversary when that project was taking place, and I came back, and it's like, that looks better than I could have ever imagined it. And so they really do an awesome job. And so if you need any concrete work or block work done, give them a call, 536-5804. So we're here. We're at the end of a broadcast week, and I thought we were going to get through this passage in Acts chapter 6 on yesterday's program, but we did not. And so we're going to press on today and see how far we get, because the church was growing in Acts chapter 6, verse number 1. Then a problem arose, and so they started looking for a solution, and that solution involves people. People. I'm a problem solver. That's what I try and be. I learned that from a pastor that I worked for in another state, and he was of the mindset that if somebody told him that it couldn't be done, that was just a challenge for him to show them that it could be done. And you and I, we need to realize that we have a creative God. We serve a creative God who can give us creative insight into how to solve problems. And so there were problems that arose, and They said, you know what? We're going to need some help on this. The church needs workers. Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field. If I can share a little bit of insight with you, right after he says to pray for that, he says, go. In other words, as you're praying for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest field, pray with the recognition and the understanding that you are God's answer to that very prayer, that God wants each of us in the harvest field, each of us working to build the kingdom. I pray that when you get to heaven and you are before the Bema seat of Christ, and he asks you, what have you done with the faith that I've given you? What have you done with the salvation that I've given you? That you will be able to say, God, I served with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I have sown the word into people's lives, and the kingdom grew as a result of the deposit, the investment that you made into my life. So let's look at what type of servants we should be, because a lot of people, if you look in Malachi, people were serving, but they were giving God their leftovers. They were giving God their defects. They were giving God just, you know, a token of appreciation. And God said that would be unacceptable for your king, and it's unacceptable for me. And so that's really how Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10, how that teaching came about is because people had adopted a mindset, oh, God will just take whatever I can give him, and that should be acceptable for him, not realizing that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is the one that should be dictating what our terms are. If you do not pay your taxes, the government doesn't say, oh, well, you did the best you could. And God wants us to know it's not compulsory because he's mandating it. It is for our best interest. I read a story last night and or not last night. When did I read it? I read it some time ago, and I read it, and it was in one of my emails. And what happened was a guy came upon a farmer, and he was sitting out there, and he says, well, how is your cotton crop doing? He said, oh, I didn't plant any cotton. I was afraid of the boll weevils, and said, well, how about your corn? He said, I didn't plant any corn either. I was, I didn't know if it was going to have enough rain to grow corn. And he said, well, what about, and I forget what the third crop. Oh, what about potatoes? How's your potato crop doing? And he says, oh, I was afraid of the potato bugs. You know, those things can be really nasty. And he said, well, what did you plant? And he said, well, I didn't plant nothing. I was just playing it safe. And you and I, we need to realize that Jesus came and gave his all. He gave us Jesus, his very best. God gave us his son, Jesus, his very best. And we should therefore give him our very best. And so as they're looking for people to solve this food distribution issue, they were looking for people who I believe had some administrative capabilities. They were going to be appointed over it. It did not mean they were going to do everything themselves, but they were going to be appointed over it. But they also had to be of good reputation. And I do want to reiterate, I know I touched on it on some of yesterday's, but when I left the studio, it's like, you know, I need to address that. You see, the world has its own reputation that it is assigned to us because we are standing contrary to many of the things that it wants to embrace. So I'm not concerned about whether or not I'm politically correct, or I'm not concerned about whether they put their stamp of approval on it. I want my reputation to be that was a man who knew God, who believed God, who proclaimed God's word, and he did it because he loved people. That's the reputation. We need to have a reputation of love. We need to have a reputation of truth. We need to have a reputation of holy boldness to proclaim the word of God. It also says that they needed to be full. There were several things that they needed to be full of. The first one was they needed to be full of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is not an it. It is a he. It is God, the Holy Spirit, that they were to be filled with. He is a person. Jesus said, if I don't go away, I cannot send the Holy Spirit to you. But when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will convict the world of sin. You see, the Holy Spirit operating in a community exposes sin, brings repentance, and brings people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not in this world to draw attention to himself, but instead to operate in your life and in my life in such a capacity that he draws people to a saving relationship of Jesus Christ. So whatever ministry you have, whatever problem you are solving, you want to ask God to fill you to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, because you want people drawn to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What I believe is one of our biggest crises in America right now is that the wrong organization is trying to solve society's problems. Now, there are certain things that the government can do, and I'm thankful for them. They're in charge of our national defense and all of that sort of stuff. But there are certain things they're not equipped to do. They're not equipped to meet our spiritual needs, but the church is. But a lot of times they're trying to solve problems that not only have a physical nature about them, but they are opportunities for Jesus to come in and be seen for who he is, and that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We operated at one point in time with a ministry that we partnered with, and it got to be where they were saying, okay, well, now if you're going to do that, then we're going to need some paperwork from you for the government. And at that point in time, said, we're not interested. We're not interested in government grants. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to be addicted to government funding. I believe that God has prescribed the way that his church should be funded, and that is through tithes and offerings of those who love him and want to see his kingdom grow. There are people that call us on frequent occasions and ask about, you know, what sort of fundraising we do. We say we don't do fundraising. We're not interested in selling this or selling that or peddling this. Or the only thing we want to be promoting is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And some people might have a different take on that. That's fine. I'm not going to argue with it. All I know is that when we have stepped out in faith to do what God has called us to do, full of the Holy Spirit, that God has provided the resources that we needed. And so we're very thankful for that. You and I, we should serve. If it's serving food, if it's cleaning the church, if it's working on the building, we need the insight of God. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. We all need wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of power. And, you know, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He has solutions to problems that we have not even thought of yet. So it said that they were also to be full of wisdom. I want to tell you that you do not need to be ashamed of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not checked your brain in at the door. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it's the beginning of knowledge. I do not believe that the solution to our spiritual problems, our church issues, lies in man-made, earthly, carnal wisdom. I believe that the solutions for our country, for our community, for our church, for our family, for our finances, I believe are the solutions to all of our problems. I believe that there is wisdom from on high that God can give us, and that when we implement it, that there's going to be resolution to the problem. There's not just going to be a covering it up or a placating it or a kicking it down the road. There's going to be a solution. May God give us servants in our community and in our churches that are filled with the wisdom that comes from on high, wisdom that is going to glorify God, and it is going to enhance people's life. Let's solve the problem, okay? Let's solve the problems that come, because we'll talk about the results of what happens when they implement this strategy here in just a little bit. But we need to be full of wisdom. It goes on down in verse number 7, and it starts talking about Stephen. You could read more about Stephen. He was the first martyr in Acts chapter 7, and it says that he was also, not only was he full of the Holy Spirit, but he was full of faith. May God give us servants who serve knowing that God is in control of everything. We're going to talk more about faith, so I'm not going to harp on this for too much here on today's program. But I do want to tell you that if you're going to serve, you need to serve with confidence, knowing that you are bringing glory and honor to God. You need to expect a positive outcome to the situation, not a negative outcome to the situation. I don't want to be surrounded by pessimists. I want to be surrounded by people of faith. I want to surround myself with men of faith and women of faith who know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above everything that we can ask or think or imagine, who look at a growing ministry and see a problem that has arisen and said, you know what? God can take care of this. Those are the type of people that I want to surround myself with. And like we talked about on yesterday's broadcast with the worship musicians that have suddenly, you know, developed a collaborative spirit to work together to enhance the body of Christ. I believe that when we surround ourselves with people of faith, we are going to build each other's faith up. I'm not here to tear your faith down. I'm here to build your faith up, and I'm here for you to build my faith up and for us to provoke one another unto good works. If you don't get anything out of these series of broadcasts, may God provoke us all to good works, believing that he is going to take the seed that is sown and is going to transform a seed into a crop. Hallelujah, I just preached myself happy. That God will transform a seed into a crop. It looks lifeless in seed form, but when it is placed in God's hands, in God's or in a God-ordained environment, a God-ordained time with God-ordained nutrients permeating it and breaking it down so that it can be used to bring forth life. I'm telling you, we serve a God who is able. May you serve where you serve in faith. If I heard a person say one time, said, this church is shrinking slower than any church I've ever pastored. And it just kind of was boggling to my mind. And it's like, I don't want to have that mindset. I want to say, you know what, God, you are able. If you can cause the desert to bloom, if you can cause the wilderness to be a place of agricultural abundance, you can build your kingdom no matter where it's at, no matter who, what the natural resources are. You have the supernatural resources. I was put in contact with a salesman one time, and he said, well tell me about your church. And now this was back in the days when our total church income was roughly around $25,000 a year. I mean, look at your salary and say, okay, you know, that could fund my house. I don't know that you could function very well in today's society if that was your total household income, but that was where our church was. And he said, tell me about your church. And I started talking. He said, now listen, I want you to understand that the churches that I want to do business with, I don't want them to be serving a puny little God. I don't want them to be serving a God who is, you know, just barely going to allow them to exist. I'm looking for people who know their God, who is the omnipotent, almighty, bigger than the universe God, whose seed are not forsaken, nor are they begging bread. I'm looking for people who know that God is going to use them to accomplish things. And I said, well, then let me tell you about my God. And so we ended up doing some business with him. But when you serve, whatever it is this weekend, may you serve full of faith that God can use you to lead somebody to Jesus. And then it says down in verse number 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. That when you serve with all of the authority that God has given you, that you serve with all of the power, the omnipotent power that God has placed within you, that you are serving in his strength, not your strength, his wisdom, not your wisdom, his direction, not your direction. These are the type of people that they looked for a food ministry. Okay, I want you to see this. This was what the qualifications for. Deacons deacons should not be a controlling factor. They should be a serving factor in a church. And at Merit Assembly of God, we've just got a tremendous board. They are people of faith. And, you know, I've told this story, you know, when we became a sovereign assembly back in 2001, we had to write our own constitution and bylaws. And so I had it put in there that 10% of the church's income would go to missions. And then we believed that God was going to double our missions giving. And then a few years ago, the board came and said, Pastor, we believe that everything that comes in for missions should go to missions, but we also believe that 10% of the general fund should go to missions. And so we set out and we make that a reality. We made that a reality. And I can't tell you how exciting it was for me as a pastor to have the board saying, you know, Pastor, we believe God for more. We believe God for more. So there's power. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Go into all the world proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. It's because Jesus is the source of authority that we can go. We can serve with power and authority. And so what the disciples said is, when you find these people with these type of qualifications, we're going to serve with greater focus and with greater intention or greater effectiveness in the area that God has given us, in prayer and the ministry of the word. That's what we're going to do. And so they found these seven people. They prayed for them. They laid hands on them. And now I want to spend the last few minutes of this broadcast talking about the results when we have created a culture of service, and that we are serving with a good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, full of faith, full of power, and full of good deeds and signs and wonders. Here's the result. Then, verse number 7, the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. So it went, in verse number 1, the number of disciples was multiplying, and now in verse number 7, it is multiplying greatly. You know, most churches, we're content with a little bit of addition. But God wants us walking in such obedience and with such a culture of service that it is going to result in multiplication. And then once we've reached multiplication, we're not going to let problems sidetrack us. We're not going to let distractions hinder the growth. We're not going to put a cap on it. Instead, we're going to believe God that he's going to take us to greater heights, to where it is exponential growth. It is not just multiplication. It is exponential multiplication. And that happens whenever the base of service increases. At Merit Assembly of God, we are not consolidating ministerial power into just a small little family unit. We are looking to broaden the table so that more and more people can be involved in some form of the ministry. We have people who are involved in just helping to set up communion. Whatever it might be, we're looking for people who can say, you know what, we will take that on so that you can give yourself. I'm surrounding myself with people, not who are just like me, but I do want people who are full of faithfulness, a good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, full of faith, full of power, and are able to do great signs and wonders. Because, folks, I have never preached more in my life. I've never shared the Word of God more in my life than I have the past 2.5 years. And as a result of that, if I'm going to continue to share the Word of God, there's got to be people who can pick up and serve in areas maybe where I served in the past, but I'm no longer the best person to serve in that capacity. I don't need to be doing everything. There are other people who can do that. And so I will tell you this. I do request that not only that you get involved in your church, but I ask you to pray for us. That because the more that I give out means the more that I have got to take in. Now, the great thing about teaching is that when you are studying so that you can teach, you end up learning more than those that you are sharing the truth with. And so there's a lot of things that I learn in the process of things of sharing God's word that I'm not able to share. This radio program has literally educated me because God dropped a word in my spirit and I began to study things I'd never studied before. And God began to reveal things to me, and it's led to a transformation. And so it says that the number of disciples multiplied greatly. And it also says this, in a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Here's what I believe, is that if instead of allowing our problems to sidetrack us or derail us, we will go to God and say, God, what is your solution to this? And God provides us with the laborers and the wisdom and the power and the insight and to solve that problem, that there are people who have not put their faith in God, that all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will move on their heart and say, you know what? I do believe that Jesus is the Messiah. I do believe that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord, and I want him to be the Lord of my life. I had a thought there, and it just flew right away. I don't know if anybody saw that supersonic jet, but it just went. That's a challenge there with radio. But if it comes back in on one of next week's broadcasts, I'll share it with you. But let's pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would fill us with everything that we need so that we can serve you with a heart of love. Lord, you said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. That was the thought. Let's serve with love. Let's let the love we have for God and the love for one another cause the kingdom of God to grow exponentially. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is I need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away, purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on with my one?